Hey, how you doing, baby girl? I noticed you from across the way, and I think me and you should get to talking.
Whatever.
So, if you're not doing nothing later on tonight, maybe you can come to my place.
And?
Baby girl, you know how much money I got? Oprah does my laundry.
So what?
Michael Jordan cuts my grass.
Big deal.
You know how frivolous I am? I drive a Hummer to the end of my driveway just to get the mail. And that's all I use it for.
That ain't nothing.
I got 6 stockbrokers, 14 doctors, 2 lawyers, 17 accountants, and 8 other lawyers to watch the first 2 lawyers. So.
God, get out of my face.
And I got custom-made condoms that's made out of other people's dicks.
Wow, really?
And shit, when I'm too tired to get my socks blown, I hire someone else to fuck for me.
Obviously, you mistaken me for someone that gives a shit.
You know how rich I am? You know how much credit I got? I threw away all my platinum cards, and I got a uranium card.
Loser.
Bitch. I drive a Rolls Royce pickup truck.
Step off, Bucky.
I got a penthouse with a helicopter pad on the roof, and snipers in the other building to make sure no one steals my helicopter.
Look, you played out player. I don't need you. I got a vibrator.
Donald Trump delivers my newspapers in the morning, and I don't even tip him.
Listen, motherfucker, if you want some of this, you're gonna have to give me some more.
Goddamn, there ain't no more. Is there?
Yeah. As a shorty playing in the front yard of the crib, fell down and I bumped my head. Somebody held me up and asked me if I bumped my head. I said, yeah. And then they said, oh, so that means you're gonna switch it on them. I said, yeah, flip mode. Flip mode is the greatest. You know, and as a shorty, I was always told that if I ain't gonna be part of the greatest, I gotta be the greatest myself. Come on, come on, yeah, come on. Yeah, nigga, what a surprise. Give you something, make a nigga close over your eyes. All my niggas getting money, capitalized. Die, little small guy, we on the rise. Everything a nigga touch, platinumized. Full of your quips, you know we coming all on surprise. Got a big gun and I'ma show you the size. You fuck with any of my flip mode family guys. Me and my niggas be coming through, stroking you out. Killing off any and everything you're talking about. See you in the club, now be walking you out. Should have thought twice before you went and opened your mouth. Yo, anyway, we stay keeping it moving. Fucking with the phone, nigga, hope you know what you're doing. Now blame me, all the same niggas is lame. It's not a game, make your name still put in your brain. That nigga's had enough? Give me some more. That nigga's on the round shit? Give me some more. Just slip with a weed at? Give me some more. I know y'all niggas need that? Give me some more. Even though we getting money, you can give me some more. Put the cars in the big crib? Give me some more. Everybody spread love? Give me some more. If you want it, let me hear you say it. Give me some more. Blast with a rash, give me my cash, look at my ass. Running with my money, single out with a blast. Yo, she telling those how you switch to a bitch. Little fake 20 style, nigga, chill with a snitch. So now I bet you say that don't got nothing to ask you. Make a little room for me, you know my niggas to pass through. Cartier, Cindy 48, Hawaii shit. But with all of my niggas from around the way shit. When I come through, your niggas do my thing. Bring them on shit to generate money. Cha-ching. Arrest you, lyrically, so I can arrest you. Bless you, then a nigga come to your rescue. Why you assume my nigga lost in the bloom? I'm coming soon, hit you with a boom. Give me some room. Y'all niggas had enough? Give me some more. Y'all niggas on the wild shit? Give me some more. Hey, Split, where the weed at? Give me some more. I know y'all niggas need that. Give me some more. Even though we getting money, you can give me some more.
Nigga shit, know what I mean? And represent while we get the money and reign supreme. All your niggas will be coming to full steam. Can't see me, better turn on your high beam. All my niggas while I'm ringing the siren. Flip on, we're with niggas on my team. Never should you ever try to fuck with my cream. My OD, when my shit get on the bloodstream. Every time we be ripping and be blowing it down, blowing you all fucking with the hottest niggas around. Fucking for me and my people, bumping your town, holding the town, taking the wild nigga, give me my crown. Hey, all my people need to come and surround. A nigga be hitting so much to make you fall on the ground. So to make you shout, that's what I be all about. Turning you out, making all of you niggas fall out. Your niggas had enough?
Give me some more.
Your niggas on the ground shit?
Give me some more.
Hey, Split, where the weed at?
Give me some more.
I know y'all niggas need that.
Give me some more.
Even though we getting money, you can
give me some more.
With the cars in the big crib?
Give me some more.
Everybody spread love?
Give me some more.
If you want it, let me hear you say it.
Give me some more.
Hey, you know, my favorite thing about that song is how abruptly it ends. Sorry about the few moments of silence there. Well, let's see. It looks like the mic levels are fairly reasonable, and the only problems that we'll have is the incredibly inconsistent volume level of my voice. I'm Jake, and this is the, what is it, the fourth Jake Show? Maybe the fifth one, but I think it's the fourth. There was no Jake Show last week because we had just left to go to Seattle for Penny Arcade Expo and for the little gathering up there, which was fantastic. Thanks our should go out to all those people, Brianna and Unisys for putting it on, and anybody else who was involved in the actual preparation and execution of it that I'm not aware of, thank you also, and thanks to everybody who attended. We met some cool kids there, had some fun. Mr. Skullhead hurt himself playing Frisbee, because that's the kind of athlete Mr. Skullhead is. We went to a beach where I found 5 white rocks. There were actually more than that, but I just decided to keep 5 of them. The little barbecue thing in the park and then the after party at Unisys' house actually turned out to be more enjoyable in general than PAX was, which made me kind of sad. It was a little too big, a little too crowded. They didn't have really enough space to hold all the people that came to it, and so there were lines for all of the interesting stuff, and it was less... It was better organized, which I think it sort of lost something from the first year when it was just kind of chaotic and everybody was excited and happy and not just constantly waiting in line. I wonder if the mic levels are actually any good here. It seems like I'm occasionally pegging it out when I say something loud, but then in general I'm lower than the music was. Oh well, this may just be one of those shows where you guys have to constantly adjust your volume as I switch between talking and songs. So I'm trying to figure out, I guess, I was also gone for the Monday show, and Mr. Skullhead did it on his own, and, Miranda says my mic levels are okay, so, looks like we're, 5x5, which is, 25, as opposed to 5 to the 5th, which is something, that I can't calculate in my head. Yeah, so I missed Monday's show also because I took a little vacation into Canada after the Seattle weekend. Canada's cool. There's a lot of arcades there. Played some drum-playing game and then got completely pooned by this Asian kid who was like one of those Asian kids in one of those videos where some Asian kid just pooned somebody at some drumming game. That was really humbling. And, yeah, let's see. I'm not entirely sure. I guess Mr. Skullhead had some problems with his show on Monday. Seemed to just be, like, a ton of issues with his internet connectivity up there. Even doing normal stuff, he's saying that there's just a lot of, like, he's getting a lot of packets dropping and a lot of just general latency issues. I think that's because he lives in a dirty, hippie shithole up in the mountains, as opposed to this dirty, yuppie shithole down here. The reason that I was talking about this at all is because I don't exactly know how far he got in these questions. I'm guessing, let's see, what date was his show? Today's the 1st, so his show was the 29th. I'm guessing some of these were... Okay, Yukon's question, did you really sing that RHPS track? That's got to be for Mr. Skullhead, because I don't really sing, and B, if I did, would not sing anything from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I would only sing songs that me and my drunk frat boy buddy made up years ago. Let's see. Rickett says, how does damage absorption work? Very well, thank you. Rickett says, if I have my stainless steel skull cap or my Crown of the Goblin King, I seem to be hit for the same amount. Moxie has a lot more to do with how much damage you take right now than damage absorption does, and that is kind of problematic. We're looking at different methods for balancing that combat mechanic that aren't going to, like, screw people over too badly or dramatically change the landscape of a hardcore run. But the more I look at other RPGs and their combat systems, like looking at World of Warcraft, and by looking at, I mean wasting time that I could be working playing, it seems like the way that that works is that, for the most part, you almost always get hit by the enemy, and it's just that if an enemy is significantly weaker than you, you need significantly less armor to reduce that damage down to trivial levels. So what I feel like really ought to be the case, and I may have had exactly the same conversation with the microphone and the listeners before, now that I think about it, but It seems like what should happen is you should get hit more often, but for less damage, because absorption would suddenly become sort of actually significant and important. We need to look at, like, all right, what is the best equipment you can have at a given level? What is the typical equipment that you will have at a given level? You know, to what extent do these skills have an impact on it? And sort of get baseline numbers for what should be 50% absorption and what should be, you know, 75% absorption and what should be 99% absorption. The way it is now, there's a function that it depends in some weird way on your level, but it's not all that significant at high levels. There's like an asymptotic function that determines how much, what percentage of the damage gets absorbed by a given level of absorption. And the thing is, like, yeah, you'll look at stuff, and a huge power difference is really not going to make more than a few percent difference. And at the levels of damage that you're looking at from ordinary monsters in ordinary gameplay, the numbers aren't big enough for a few percent to make any difference at all. So, pardon me. I'm told that I have a weird echo going on. I'm not sure what the story is with that. I don't think there's another microphone hooked up or anything. Maybe I'll turn these speakers completely off to see what that does. So that's how damage absorption works now, but that should be changing. But like I said, we're not going to do something that makes it suddenly dramatically different in terms of gameplay. Oh, it probably will. I mean, making it so you get hit more often is going to make the saw spheres a lot more useful. I'm almost sure that I did have exactly this same conversation before. And then some other people are saying that they don't hear any echo. Wow, that seems to be a non-laggy radio connection. That's kind of cool. Alright, Morbank says, hey, Ajik, what's the initiative boost for the new clock in the Smacketeria? The initiative boost is significant, but not super significant. People had it about right when they were guessing in the forums. But I'm not going to tell you exactly, because that would ruin all the, surprise. The Muffin King asks, why doesn't the bridge look anything like a bridge? And I looked at it and I realized it's because I recycled the picture of the dingy planks to use for the bridge picture. Although I'm not exactly sure what a bridge that you would carry around with you after having it formed from a dictionary would look like. I don't imagine that it would be like a little miniature suspension bridge. Although that would be kind of funny. And not that hard to draw. So maybe I should add that to my list of things that I need to draw pictures for. Invader Doom says, Box of Sunshine and Solid Chrome Box are the exact same picture. Gah, fix it. Yeah, same deal. I'm all about the recycling of images to save me work. The Muffin King says, I want a rock to wind a piece of string around. Don't we all? Let's see. Rickett asks why Mighty Bjorn still has Mr. Skullhead's custom avatar. That's because I copied the file over and didn't want to delete the old one. I'm getting some more stuff about this sound. I'm going to assume that I'm okay until somebody tells me that I need to take action right away. Sizzler says, after you ascend, it'd make sense if your custom outfits from the previous ascension were deleted or wiped out. Well, I don't know that everyone would agree with you on that. I think some people probably have custom outfits that they use in between ascensions and would be irritated if they had to constantly regenerate it. What should probably happen, and what I might be able to do without it being too big of a deal, is that custom outfits that you don't have all of the equipment from in your inventory should not show up on the drop-down. Somebody also suggested that whenever you try to put on a custom outfit that you don't have all the stuff for, that it tells you you are missing the following items from this set. Because, I mean, it wouldn't really be a spoiler, because you'd have to have owned it at some point to have put it in the custom outfit at all. So, yeah. And, those are the kind of things that Xenophobe is super excited about working on, and will just slowly get fixed as more time goes by. We got some neat little interface things going to be rolled out pretty soon. Today I This is great because I spent all day working on something that, unless I screwed something up, nobody will notice any difference at all. And Xenophobe was saying that I did screw up. All right. Something is apparently wrong with it. But anyway, I rewrote the way adventures are handled and encounters are selected from zones pretty much from the bottom up. There's probably something going on where it works for me but for nobody else. So we'll deal with that after the show. But yeah, it helps us do some things more easily. First of all, it lets Xeno finish this tool so that we can edit adventures using actual game data instead of just trying to memorize numbers and put stuff directly into the database, which will make it easier for us to work on stuff. And it also makes it so people may have picked up on this, but the way it works now, if there is like a quest item that drops in a given zone that drops from an adventure, it can't be the only adventure in that zone, because otherwise whenever an adventure gets selected instead of a monster, it just gets stuck in an infinite loop trying to pick an adventure for you, because the only one that is in the bank of adventures is like a one-time only adventure. And the way this is written, that doesn't happen anymore. It was really high time for this to be rewritten, because it, like most of the other stuff, was written back way before most of the features existed in the game, and so it was not exactly optimized for the kind of stuff that we can actually do now. So, yeah, that's what I did today, in case anybody was wondering how I spent my summer vacation by Jick, age 29. Let's see. Morbank says, "Hey, Jick, could people who are in Valhalla during Crimbo get screwed over and get no gifts? I'm curious, since there was a holiday snafu with Sneaky Pete's Day and Ascension." Well, whatever we do for Crimbo, I'm not entirely sure that there needs to be a recurring... Well, you know what, I am, because everybody expects it. I feel like the recurring KOL Holiday Crimbo is not going to be anything terribly exciting, but that we should continue to do cool stuff on actual Christmas. Because it's... I don't know. To me, I feel like it's a lot... I don't know. It's just... It doesn't really mean anything. Like... Halloween means something, but the KOL calendar Halloween just doesn't really do anything for me, you know. I mean, I know it's something interesting, and I'm glad that it's there, and I wouldn't just get rid of it, because it's... Eventually, we will have a recurring holiday for every month of the KOL calendar, so basically, pretty much once a week, there will be something interesting going on that wasn't going on before. And that'll be cool, and people, you know, will be excited by that and enjoy it. But at the same time, the really good stuff I want to reserve for... And honestly, the only holiday that I care about very much personally is Halloween, but you know, Christmas, it's been fun historically to do the stuff that we did on Christmas, because it's like, I don't know, it's just like a day when everybody's in a good mood, you know, except for the suicidal people. It's a day when everybody is either in a good mood or suicidal, so, you know, it really works out well for everyone. Mini Johnny says, "Hey, Mr. Jick, does Ode to Booze add a certain number of adventures gained from drinks each time, or does it increase the chances of getting more adventures?" It adds exactly one each time to the number. It figures out how many adventures you would get from drinking the booze, and then it just adds one to it. So it's sort of the shittier the booze you're drinking is, the more effective Ode to Booze is, percentage-wise. That's how that works. Canker Girl, that's a sexy name. "Dear Jick, please make a button so that I may remove all items from closet at once. This would be helpful. Thanks, Kanks." Yeah, that is actually not a bad idea. I'll have to look at the code that Boozer wrote, which I think was actually based on my code for dumping everything into storage, which was based on Giggs's pseudocode for dumping everything into storage, which turned out to be much better than what I had done before. But I can probably do a take all items from closet. Although, that little set of queries is pretty hard on the database, and I'm not sure that I want it to be something that people could just, like, do over and over and over again if they wanted to. That's kind of a concern, because as soon as I did a put all items into closet, or take all items out of closet, people would want to put all items into closet, And I would say, sure, okay. And then there would be people who just sat there clicking it over and over and over again to cause lag. Pumpkin Eve says, Haterade is broken. When you use multiple, it hits your spleen, but you don't get extra attacks. If you use it singly before you break your stone, it also hits your spleen and no extra attacks. It's on my list to figure out some minor thing for Haterade to do when you're not PvP that it makes it just kind of a crappy spleen item that, you know, either gives you stats or, I don't know, Sugar Rush or something. But I just looked at the code after reading this, and as far as I can tell, it does give you additional extra attacks. You know what? Now that I think about it, I'm not sure that it reports that it has given you those extra attacks. Oops. Let's see. No? No, it should, actually. It says you gain item quantity additional PvP fight suffix today, where a suffix is either S or a blank string. If that's actually the case, then something is wrong and I need to fix it. So let me know if it's really still doing that to you. Seed says, are there still any in-game implemented items that no one has found yet? That I'm not entirely sure about. I suspect that there are not. But I also suspect that I should, even if there weren't, I would probably lie and say that I didn't know or that there were. Because, you know, it's fun. Somebody else asks, oh no, it's just Morbank asking again the next day, what happens to people in Valhalla when Crimbo comes around? We will think of that. I mean, it's not like it's going to be something that, you know, we might, might figure out some way of using the gift shop to give everybody their Crimbo stuff this year so that people can find those. Doppelheathen says, will there ever be Halloween treats for the post-ascension outfits? Yeah, those may well have already been written. The Halloween holiday just completely snuck up on me this time. What I really need is to use some kind of software, or I'd probably write some kind of software that gives us a printable KOL calendar to put on the wall here in the office so that we'll know what's going on and what's coming up. Because, like, Oyster completely snuck up on me last time, too, and I actually ended up having to drive home from the movie theater and fix that. There should have been. Jizzbang says, question for Jake. What, if anything, is being done to remove some of the bug meat from the game? Well, it is... Meat is leaving the game at kind of a trickle now. Occasionally we will do some little invisible efforts to remove some and take a billion or two out, but we haven't really concentrated on that much. There'll be more ways to get rid of meat, you know. Heavy Q says, I have a question for Jick. My friend is giving me his account, and he has 3 gold Mr. A's. Is there a way I can get those from him? No. No, there's not. I'm sorry. Some other people asking about new candy for the post-ascension stuff. Bad A Mother 4000 says, what do you think of this idea? A KOL breathalyzer test. And if your blood alcohol is 0.8 or over, it displays a big 20 and a you are falling down drunk message. That'd be a great item for the store. I wonder what it costs to get customized breathalyzers printed. I would imagine if it's anything like custom Pez dispensers, that it's probably sort of out of our budget. And I don't know how many people would actually buy it. I would like to have one. Let's see. I am going to play a song and collect myself here. Look through the questions a little bit. How about some Aphex Twin?
Batman. 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 Thank you. yum.
There we go. Yeah, so that was Aphex Twin. Sorry, every time I play a song to get situated, I conspicuously fail to get situated. Let's see. Let me look at these questions again. Ashelon says, and this is something that I think is a pretty good idea, can an announcement be auto-sent when you update the news or trivial news for those of us already in chat? Until we log out, we don't know of the updates. That is a good point. I think I might just make it so that whenever I post a new trivial announcement, it just also automatically drops a system message in. The regular announcements are a little hard because those I just update by editing a file by hand, and they can sometimes be very long, so I wouldn't just want to dump them into chat. Yeah. If it's something really important that's going to impact the gameplay of people who are logged on right then, I will usually do a system message that say that I've said. I will usually do a system message that says that I've made an announcement, and also, you know, what the announcement was. Let's see. Cub asked yesterday or earlier today, when are you going to put out the new Whatever the Month? I'm going to do that about 45 minutes ago. Grantino says, hey, Jick, which is a better driving song, Funk Number 49 by Joe Walsh or Don't Stop Believing by Journey? I'm going to have to say I don't know because I'm not super fond of that Journey song and I have no idea what the song Funk 49 by Joe Walsh is. Sorry. Stone5150 says, how about links to search them all from chat generated when somebody is trying to sell something? And why isn't there a record of what trades you've done in the past? There is a record of what trades you've done in the past, but it's on our servers here, and I don't want to make it available to you because it's just sort of more strain on these enormous, old, gigantic log files. I mean, if anything important ever happens, we will be able to figure out what went on. So it's not like the information is just gone forever, but I don't really think that the utility of being able to look at trades you've made in the past is really worth the sort of extra database activity it would generate. And as far as links to search them all from chat generated when someone is trying to sell something, I have no idea how you would actually go about doing that. I mean, training the chat to know when somebody was trying to sell something and accurately determine what it is that they're trying to sell when, you know, almost no one can spell is sort of... I feel like if I could do stuff like that, that I could be, you know, working to better the world via an army of intelligent robots that would take over and beat up all the people who can't spell instead of working on this game. Cub says, any chance of seeing a plus 10 pounds of mosquito item at some point in Mr. Store? I don't know. I'm not sure that, I mean, plus 10 pounds of mosquito wouldn't be all that useful. I don't think it's certainly, I don't feel like it would be a Mr. Accessory useful, to be sure. And adding 20 pounds is, I don't know. It's, yeah, sorry. Let's see. Rakasan says, another thing that I've been thinking about for a while, would it be possible to add a slash contact username function similar to the slash ignore username one? It'd be nice. Actually, there already is that feature, except it's called friend. Making slash contact a synonym for slash friend might help people who are just guessing what chat commands do to, you know, get that functionality more easily. You again says, is there any chance you can add a feature to the clan stash log to allow us to see the complete history of everything a person has taken and given when you click on their name? Again, that stuff is all stored somewhere, but making it searchable like that is just sort of... I don't, again, feel like the utility is worth the additional resources it would use up. Thunkel says, would you be willing to explain how initiative works a little more clearly, particularly base initiative? Sure. Whenever you go into combat with a monster, it rolls a 100-sided die, or rather it generates a random number between 1 and 100, or 0 and 100, I don't remember which exactly. And if that number is, let's see, if that number is higher than the monster's initiative value, which is just a flat value between... Well, it's typically between 1 and 100. For some of the boss monsters and stuff, it's out of range to make specific things happen. But, you know, like, the you will always win initiative against the tower monsters, because I want to make it so you don't have to get killed to win the game there. But, yeah, so... It does that 1 to 100. If it's less than the monster's initiative value, then you get, I think. It might be greater than. I don't remember exactly how it works. But anyway, the monster has a sort of base percentage of you being able to get the jump on it. And then things that add to your initiative bonus are just a percentage chance increase. So I think it's probably possible to stack up enough effects and equipment now that you will always win initiative. And in fact, I'm almost sure of it. I'm almost sure that we looked at it when we put in the clock thing and figured out that it is now possible to get more than plus 100%. But, you know, that's not a big deal. It takes up a lot of equipment slots, so you'll always be able to hit stuff, but you won't have anything else really helping you hit it hard. John's the Gray says, ask this last week while you were gone. Maybe it's something you could address that Scully couldn't. I was wondering if we could have a way to input an exact location where we want to adventure, maybe in a text box with a go button and a character pane. You know, if you want to do that, you should just write an HTML helper for it. It's just going to confuse people, I think, in general. The fraction of a percentage of people who would want to actually collect the location numbers and use that is, you know, not worth putting something in there that most people are going to be like, what the hell is this thing? Thrarin says, so the new item, does it do both to varying degrees all the time, or is it one at some times, one at others? It does both to varying degrees all the time, and it, sometimes it gives fewer stats than a junior, sometimes more, sometimes it gives a smaller percentage item drop bonus, sometimes it gives a larger. Trogdor319 says, hey, Jick and Scully, question. Have you thought of organizing the items that we give in our messages like in our inventory screens? Huh. That, I feel, would get rid of a really handy feature that browsers have with drop-down lists right now, where you can type into the drop-down list and it'll move to items that start with that letter in IE, and I guess some other browsers you can actually type forward through the stuff and it'll find the items that match it, which I suspect is something that the new release of Internet Explorer will do also, because that they're sort of file browsers and stuff are doing that now. I don't think I want to change that, because, again, it's one of those things that I would then have to change in 50 places if I changed it in one place, and it's like, yeah. Goreblack says, all right, I'm tired of waiting. When are you going to name the freaking gift shop guy? If you do it by the end of the show, I promise to buy a shirt. And also, 5 to the 5th is 3,125. But did you do that without a calculator? We'll see. I'll think about it when I play the next song. Vlad Teepee says, so, Jick, is this a new game? 5 white rocks? Yeah, it's like 1,000 blank white cards divided by 200 and petrified. Well, wadded up and petrified. Let's see. Doppelg then again asking if there'll be Halloween drops for the post-ascension outfits, and yes, next time. DVMA Presen?
DVM Opera Son. What did you think of the article about KOL on GameSpy.com? Here's a link if you haven't seen it. Yeah, and I saw that a little while ago. Yeah, it was a good article. I mean, it seems to be... It created a sort of marginal... Weird. Sorry, I got to reading something else. It created a marginal spike in account creation, and yeah, it was definitely like it was neat to see somebody write about the game who'd actually played it, who had obviously played it some. So yeah, thank you to that guy, whoever it is. Also, I guess what was it from the screenshots? The guy named his familiar laser gun Pew Pew Pew, which is kind of a funny name for a familiar. PBA points out some people apparently have the new item of the month equipped in hardcore, and yeah, it was available to be equipped in hardcore for a little bit, and so I should probably fix that. Actually, I did fix that, and what I should do is run a sweep and remove it from people who have it equipped. Let's see. What was I about to do? I was about to make sure that I hadn't actually screwed up the thing to equip that in hardcore. Nope, I didn't. So, that actually should really be fixed. Thrarin suggests drawing a how-to-play bridge book to carry around instead of a suspension bridge. That'd be kind of funny, actually, because then you'd learn to play bridge, and you'd pretend to be a bridge and cross yourself before you took a leap of faith across the chasm, like in the end of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Although I don't remember if he crossed himself or not. Was he supposed to be Catholic? Yeah, that's a good question. Bad A Mother 4000 says, although many know the mosquito does damage as well as heal you, it never states your mosquito does X points of damage. This confuses new members as this is the only familiar where amount of damage is not explicitly stated. Okay, that's some. I believe... That whoops, yeah, that's really. Let me check the fight code real quick. Do a search for sucks. Yeah, see, it does exactly the same amount of damage as it gives you hit points. And I guess I assumed that that would be clear, but I guess it's. And it makes sense that it's not. Let's see. Sprinky asks if custom avatars will be purchasable next month. More than likely, I really hope that we can get caught up on that by next month. I just felt that it was irresponsible, especially given the number that are still out there and haven't been submitted yet, to let people keep piling them up when we're so horrible about actually getting them taken care of. And this will change, but also we're just gonna, I mean, like I keep saying, we're gonna have to get way more strict about requests being within the guidelines, because it's just, this is this horrible sort of never-ending cycle of having to catch up. And yeah, Archon says, why don't you tell us your birthday so we can spam you with presents when you turn 30? Great idea, huh? That's a long ways off. I only turned 29 recently. Let's see. Sleeping Hair says, the new Mr. Store item belt puts my max MP... Ah, you know what? All right, there's apparently a different issue with that. I'm going to need to fix this in some weird way. Because of the changes I made to the adventure script, I couldn't push that script out. And adding a new equipment enchantment makes it so I have to rebuild all of the scripts that call the get player function, so that they will all be aware of what the new enchantment does. And apparently, okay, I guess any hit points that you have as a result of the plus you get to your strength from the new item, and any MP that you have as a result of the mysticality that you get from that item, if you have more than you would be able to get without that item, and you run the adventure script, it will get rid of it. That sucks. And I'll fix it. Yeah, I will fix it. Let's see. You know what? We're running kind of low on questions, so I'm gonna look through and see if there are any stuff, if there are any stuff or is any things from the questions that came in from Mr. Skullhead show that I think he wouldn't have known how to answer or wouldn't have elected to read. What should we listen to? We should listen to Magic Man. Far too many people don't know this song, and it's a pretty good song.
again, I'm not quite ready when that ends. Sorry. I'm scrolling, and I'm finding, and I'm finding, and I'm scrolling. Let's see. Methodless Man asks a question that still comes up every once in a while, which leads me to believe that maybe there needs to be a little note or a little asterisk that you can click for extra special message. Can you please implement a complete match option when searching the mall for an item? Searching for things like limes is impossible. It's not. All you do is search for, quote, lime, quote, and that does an exact match search. Just like it would in Google, that kind of thing. Primavera Angel Hair says, why not reintroduce Million Meat Pancakes for the Lumberjack outfit, and then you can combine them with the syrup? No, because I need that to remain a dumb joke. It doesn't make any sense. I don't want there to be meat stuff that you can eat, and that was how I learned that I shouldn't chat when I'm really drunk, because somebody said they wanted Million Meat Pancakes, and I was like, okay, where's the database? And then I made them that item. I totally don't even remember who it was, which is weird. Carado says, strangely enough, don't drink and code right after that. LOTE says, will there ever be a way to unuse a familiar? Maybe at some point. We've talked about that some, and I've talked about it on previous shows. We're thinking about maybe coming up with some rare or expensive way to do that, but it's not something that's going to become common. Banjui has an interesting suggestion. Perhaps some zones can have different ow, ouch, oof messages. Like the valley could be, and then weird anime eye faces, and the pirate cove could have avast, yar, blast ye, and the like. The 8-bit zone could be like boop, beep-a-leep, bleep, boop. It's exactly like that, too. It would actually, I would embed a WAV file in the page of me saying, boop, bleep, 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 boop. Sorry about this. Faux-Pasil says, or Faux-Pas-3. I would totally buy a stuffed dodecahede from the Store of Loathing. Yeah, we really need to figure out how to get stuffed animals made. I suspect that it wouldn't be that tricky. What with Zly being able to design it and come up with a pattern. We'll figure it out. Gorblax asks why there are no Pac-Man ghosts in the 8-bit realm. That's because Pac-Man is not an NES game. And it's 8-bit, man. It's all about the NES, or the NES, or the Nintendo Entertainment System. Don't you kids wish you were as cool as me? I got one of those. The deluxe set that came with the light gun and Rob, the robot, or I think ROB stood for Robot Operating Buddy. And it was aggravating. It was pretty much impossible to actually play the game using the robot. Gyromite was the game that came with it. And it actually, it wasn't one of those sets that came with, like, Duck Hunt and Super Mario Brothers on one cartridge. It came with Gyromite on one cartridge and Duck Hunt on another cartridge, and you had to buy Super Mario Brothers. I didn't. My parents did. They didn't have to. They wanted to, because I was a cool kid and they liked me. That's enough of that little tangent. LOTE also says, hey, could you make it so you can have a discount option in your store for people on your contact list or in your clan? I really don't want to mess with that. I understand that people would like to be able to offer those discounts to people, but I don't want to have to check when you're searching the mall to see whether you're... I don't know. I suppose that if they wanted to just give a percentage discount, it wouldn't have to show up in a search. But I don't know. Decyclop asks if I remember to take a look at the remembering show / hide inventory code I sent a few weeks ago. I think I actually saved a copy of it to have Zeno see if he could throw that into the inventory, but I don't think I actually told him to do it. So I guess not. Arcane says, could you add to the compact drop-down menu a direct link to Cook Stuff, Smith Stuff, and so on? I don't think that's worth the space in there. If anything was going to be added, I might eventually put in the link to Above the Beanstalk. But
Yeah, I'm really not sure that those merit their own items on there. Oh, and then Lord Root asks, this is weird, what about a scroll menu location for the Beanstalk? Because it's basically its own area and should probably have a quick go-to option. Yep. Doppelheathen says, it seems to me like reagent potions and candy should fall under consumables, along with some other items that disappear when you use them. Yeah, I can see what you're saying there, but what we decided to do on that was that the miscellaneous consumables would only be restoratives and things that hit spleen and SGEEAs, because they're technically kind of a restorative, because they get rid of bad effects. I guess you could use them to get rid of good effects too, but why would you? Barrett says, oh, that reminds me. Could you add an option to let people enter their own familiars into the arena? A lot of them work pretty hard on the names. While I like that idea, the way that it works now would be pretty tough to... I mean, for people to be able to add them on their own, I think it's not a good idea, because then it would just be nothing but OMG Ticklet to Leprechaun. But, which, I mean, would actually be kind of funny, but... yeah. I think that those will stay the way they are. We might eventually retire some of the old names if we come up with funny new ones, or if Mr. Skullhead wants to replace some of mine that are just really ridiculous and arbitrary with some things that are actually funny, like he does so well. Morbank says, any progress on getting these shows hosted? I need to remind you about some details about using a server balancer that I totally need the recording for. Yes, they actually are hosted. I forget where. I think maybe, let me see if this works. Yeah, it's jickshow.asymmetric.net. What I need to do is talk to Coldfront and have them actually link to those on the radio recordings page, because they posted a news announcement about them, but then didn't actually edit that page. Let's see. Gorblack says, James Bond or Indiana Jones? My answer to that question is going to have to be the sort of Frankenstein's monster made out of parts of both James Bond and Indiana Jones. The James Bond from the books, though, that did nothing but drink and smoke. I mean, he was also kind of a badass and slept with women, but it was amazing how much the guy drank in the books. It's really like just 15 martinis a day. It's kind of ridiculous. Archone says, if we make an avatar already in KOL style, then will it still be allowed? Yes, but read the guidelines, because some people don't seem to be able to tell when they make something that is completely not in KOL style. Like, you can't draw a stick figure in paint. You can't do something with real thin, real clean lines. Like, it's got to be something that looks like it could have been made by me, or I'm not going to accept it. And I hate for people to put a whole lot of work into, you know, making an avatar that I'm just going to be like, no, I can't accept this because it doesn't look crappy enough, or because it looks too crappy. But it's, Siberia says, did you get the bug report on the mind disguise beaten up problem? Has it been fixed? I'm aware of that, and I don't think it has been fixed. Vulgaris says, weird. Vulgaris says, how many ascensions do you have to do to be able to get all the gifts and packages at the gift shop? It's somewhere in the 20s. Feel the Grease says, will there ever be an item in Mr. Store that costs more than 5 Mr. A's? Probably not. I don't know what it would be exactly. We had thought for a long time, and this may be, although, I mean, this is something that right now would just be kind of stupid to actually do, but we thought about allowing clans to request to buy for like 10 Mr. A's a coat of arms that would be displayed for everybody who was in the clan, and have there be two options: either a certain kind of shape with a regular custom avatar in it, or a certain kind of shape with like 4 item pictures in it with the little lines in between them. And that would be something that we thought would cost more than 10. Although we're not entirely sure, we were never entirely sure how we were going to do it, because if we made it something that you could buy in Mr. Store, I don't know. We thought about maybe making it something that if there were 10 Mr. A's in the clan stash, you could buy it from Mr. Store, or the leader could buy it from Mr. Store. I don't know. Something they could save their pennies and put together. But, like I said, we're so bad at maintaining those. Honestly, it's really not going to be a big deal once we start actually enforcing the guidelines. It's gonna piss a lot of people off, and I know there are gonna be people who go back and forth with 20 different submissions saying, why won't you accept this avatar? And we'll just keep saying, because you need to do X, and they just totally won't understand it. Yeah. I understand that these people, you know, have either donated money, which actually, largely, they have not donated. Most of the people who submit custom avatar requests are not people who've actually donated. We looked at the average once, and it was something like the average person who has submitted a custom avatar for them has donated less than $20. I mean, it's mostly people who just, like, farm meat and buy the Mr. A's, save up to do those. Not that they're any less entitled to it because of that, but it's like, everybody who's like, God damn it, I paid $50 for this, why are you not doing it? You know, for the most part, no, they didn't pay $50 for it. In general, you know, you didn't pay $10 for Mr. A. You gave us $10 and we gave you a Mr. A. And I know that's a total cop-out, but that's what keeps us alive legally. but yeah, seriously, if you saw the average custom avatar request, you would understand why we just groan when we think about doing custom avatars. It's like, I don't remember the last time a request came in that wasn't some ridiculous animation. It's like, I want a guy riding in a circle on a motorcycle. You know, well, there's no motorcycle in the game. It's got to be something we can make with game art, you know? And if it's, you know, it's just, and the trouble is, in the past, we've spent a lot of time on a lot of these requests because, like, okay, this was a good idea, but so much of it is just, like, the people who submit the request can't possibly have a picture of the avatar in their head when they send it because it's not something that could fit in that kind of space. You know, it's like, please limit it to 3 items, I think is what it says in the guidelines, and there are requests with, you know, I'd like 3 Mr. A's around my neck, juggling 4 crazy bastard swords with wings flapping in the back, and riding a motorcycle around in circles. And, you know, that is in 3 items. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, some, however many items, wings, and a motorcycle counts as. Threren says, can you put a call out to coders to create a sidebar plugin for the new Google desktop search that controls Winamp? Huh. Strange request, but people listen to the show, so. That is something that I would use. I would also like a Google desktop search tool that is a calculator, and I would like a Google desktop search that, I don't know, does ColdFriend have an RSS? That's actually something I could legitimately request, because, yeah, I didn't realize that Google desktop search was actually extensible like that. I should look into it. Maybe Xenophobe can write something for it. Because I started using it, but then I was like, you know what? All this is doing is telling me what's on FARC every 5 minutes, and that's bad for productivity. I like having the little notepad there. Like I said, having Winamp in there would be fantastic. That's an excellent idea, Thrarin. And a calculator, that would be great. That would be something, you know, because that's something that I pretty much have running all the time, is the Windows calculator. And if there was a way to get that in the same thing. Also, if GAIM could run in that, GAIM, that would be real handy, too. Yeah. I'm looking at Zeno, and he's just throwing up his hands like, "What? Why the hell are you even talking to me about this?" Yeah. So, hopefully, I don't know. I can't imagine anybody's listening who can do it. No, wait, yes, I can. Bren4220 says, when we log into a chat channel, can it say who the mod is, just in case we have to chat with them in private? I'm reluctant to do that because I don't want it to announce to people when they go into a channel when there is no mod in the channel, because that just seems like it's going to encourage people to behave badly who might otherwise not behave badly. Yep. Fusiliban hates me for playing Heart, by the way. That's okay, because I hate Fusiliban, as per that forum post about how, you know. Yeah. Feel Agree says, do you think there could be customizable houses which you can purchase furniture for and arrange, which would be viewable to other members through your profile? I keep thinking every once in a while that it'd be neat if there were more sort of choices that you had to make for your campsite, and then if you wanted people to be able to see it, that they could. And I thought about, it'd be cool if you could, like, sort of arrange the gift shop flowers around or something. I don't know. instead of just the pretty bouquets. Like, you could, if you had a pretty bouquet installed, you could replace it with one of the gift shop items or something. I don't know. I mean, yeah, maybe that's... I just don't know. We don't have enough data. We don't have enough data. Gorblax points out that the gift shop guy is still not named. You know, historically, what I name guys like that is just, like, Jeff or Bill or something. I don't know what you're so excited about. What does the gift shop guy even look like? I should take a little trip to Market Square. Oh, it's that guy. Yeah, I think that guy's name is going to be Samuel or something. Apocalypse Throb points out that the Sega Master System was also 8-bit. Nate Pyrokai says, would you ever consider going on Attack of the Show? I mean, I was on the show that became Attack of the Show. I don't think they would ever let me back on Tech TV. I think I made them mad by, I, like, pooped on some stuff in the green room. They weren't very comfortable with that. Duke of Norway says, why will the reflective smurf not break if your familiar is wearing something? I thought only you had to be comfortable with yourself. That's probably something that I should fix. I remember changing it after I added familiar equipment to make it so you had to take off your familiar equipment also, but I can't really remember why. I don't know if the idea was that sometimes familiar equipment was something that you were holding for the familiar. I'm not at all sure. Apocalypse Throb says, how about the option to be able to exempt additional familiars instead of taking skills for an ascension reward? That might have been something we'd consider if we would have considered had we thought of it beforehand, or had, I mean, you know, like, not to say we thought of it, but had it been brought up before we actually coded it. But your familiar's getting reset, and you electing what skill to take or what path to take or whatever happen at two pretty distinct stages. And as it stands now, it'd be kind of a pain in the ass to do it that way. And plus, I'm not sure... I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe the concern is what's the incentive to ascend after you've got all the skills? But, you know, it's going to take forever. Although somebody was posting in the forums about how long it's going to take Bashy. Yeah. Let's see. Have you seen Snarkout Queen's stuffed KOL items? Says Single Serving. Yes, I have. She actually sent me one in the mail. It was a stuffed can of asparagus, and it was very awesome. Yes. Thor the Mighty asks if I will sign his man boobs. Thrarin says he was just wishing for a GDS plugin that was a calculator. Also, having the photos scroll through porn pictures is nice and semi-distracting. Huh, there must be some feature of Google Desktop that I'm not actually using. Ooh, GodTheMod2 points out, consider that Google will answer math problems if you search. Is a calculator needed? I don't use the Google Desktop thingy, but that's actually... I wonder what happens if you, type a math problem in there. I wonder if it gives you the answer in, like, a little pop-up. No, I mean if you type it into the Google Desktop thing, which Xenophobe does not use. So, cannot answer these questions for me. Let's see. Gorblack says, people debuff themselves for PvP, so you do get rid of good effects. Yeah, that's true. And... you know what, kids? With that, we are out of questions. And I don't really have anything prepared to talk about. There hasn't really been a lot going on with the game lately. There's, as I always say there is, there's a ton of stuff on the horizon. Arcone suggests naming the guy Jeff, Jim, Bill, Sam. Yeah, Vlad TP suggests, it should be that the more you've donated, the quicker your avatar form is processed, as long as it's not a dumbass idea. I mean, while I can see where you're coming from on that, it's also just one of those things where we sort of try to not play favorites with people who donate. I mean, to a certain extent, we do, but I hate to make a policy that says that we're going to do that, you know? I'm going to, what I don't hate to do is what I'm about to do, which is to, play a Cracker song.
coffee's gonna make me sleep. But just one rose, it knows your name. A fruit is rusting on the vine. A fruit is calling from the tree.
So that was pretty fun, but I think I'm going to play one more song, just let a few more questions roll in, look through a few other places and stuff and things, yeah. Parental advisory, explicit lyrics. This is Self with Trunk Full of Amps, which is a good song that Mr. Skull had introduced me to. He introduced the song and me to one another. Thank you.
motherfucker. Got a trunk full of ass, mother. Fucker.
Alrighty, so we got some more questions in, and some stuff to talk about. DePasta Master says maybe we could upgrade our campgrounds at some point to hold more items. Perhaps you could give people 40 acres and a ghoul, which is funny. The Bennett, the Bena TT, leave the gift shop guy nameless, says it's more fun that way. It is kind of fun talking to Gorblax every week on my show about how I ought to name the gift shop guy. Goddemont 2 suggests something kind of interesting. He says, the cheap toaster gives you one adventure for one fullness food. We need a mini fridge that gives ice cold beer. That is actually something that we intended to do a long time ago. But it was something that was going to drop at the frat house or whatever. But thinking about it now, how would it impact things if instead of getting the toaster from the shore, you got a mini fridge if you were, what is it, that people that don't eat, Boostafarian, or something else, I don't know, stat booster creator, or something. I mean, you get something that, maybe even something that gave you adventures for spleen, one adventure for five spleen or something, just something that would give you, the equivalent of three adventures a day. If you take that instead of other stuff, if you were an oxygenarian. I don't know. Do people who are in hardcore runs, people who are doing Path of Ascensions, bother with the shore, is the question. I guess they have to get the fence at times. Well, not anymore. Oh, speaking of which, a Betrayer asked, so the Whitey's Grove items are the same as they were before the monsters were pumped up. Is there any thought of changing them? Yeah, that's one thing left that we didn't... We decided when we were going through and kind of making sure that everything was balanced and flowed correctly that we were just going to kind of ignore Whitey's Grove for the most part. So that'll get reevaluated at some point in the future. Slashor says, as so have some other people, when will guild quests / new skills be coming in? The new skills, I wouldn't hold my breath. The guild quests... Riff gets here tomorrow, so once Riff gets settled in, my plan in working with him is to sort of get me and him and Mr. Skullhead talking, and, alright, so basically what's going to happen is guild quests are going to open up all of the zones that don't open up because of council quests right now, and I haven't decided yet whether... I want them to all be in a chain, like some of the Council Quest stuff is, or if they just open at certain levels. I kind of like the idea of each class having its own sort of narrative path through the game. But, again, we kind of got to evaluate what that's going to do to hardcore. If it's something where you end up just having to spend a handful of adventures in a zone where you have to spend a handful of adventures anyway, which I think, with, the cemetery and the cemetery and the funhouse and stuff, most people have to go into all of those places to make the... X in the box during their runs because those tend to be worth making. But the plan is basically what I'm really going to try to do is at least one stage of that per week done and rolled out. One zone starting with the lower level ones and starting just kind of, it might take a little while to get going because we're going to want some sort of skeletal outline of what happens for each class. And over the course of those quests, I'd like to end up with one class-specific familiar that you get to, and that'd be cool. Just give some more replayability, some more content. Like I said, it used to be that I was kind of reluctant to put in class-specific content. But now that Ascension's in place and you can be every class and still, continue to just play as yourself while playing with yourself, like Thrarin when the porn rolls through his Google desktop sidebar, you'll be able to actually get all that content And so I don't feel bad about putting in class-specific stuff. It's not like I felt bad about it before. It's just like I didn't want to spend a lot of time working on content that only 1/6 of the players were going to see, you know. So, Sinatra says, "Hey, Jake, why exactly is the familiar weight no longer displayed on your public profile?" Because I got sick of introducing and then having to fix new bugs in displaying the familiar weight. And also because apparently people in Iocane Powder, no doubt, were hammering on the profile page, watching the kills go up on other people's familiars to be able to tell when they were adventuring. Yeah, so that is why. Let's see. Doppelheathen says, "Just name the gift shop guy the gift shop guy, like you did with the other shopkeepers in Market Square, except for in Mr. Store." Did I do that? I mean, there's the Demon Market. There's the Meat Smith. Usually, I thought they were, it was like X, the blank guy, where X was a name. I don't know. Maybe not. I'll look. Is there... What about the guy in the trophy hut? Nope, he just is called the Trophy Maker. But that's his title and not his name, is what he says. Single Serving says, "You should reconsider how stringent you are about accepting other artists' work as custom avatars. This would allow people to get what they want without stressing your time." Obviously, they would still have to meet certain standards. Well, the thing is, the standards that they have to meet are very easy to meet. I mean, there are not a lot of things that we won't let you do with one of those avatars. No color. It has to look like it's made out of game artwork, which is something that people just don't seem to get. I mean, really, if you want it to be guaranteed accepted, it needs to be made of game artwork. It needs to not clip the edge of the frame, because I don't like that at all. I just think there's almost no way to make that look decent. You know, we'll figure out some tricks with, like, making stuff kind of fade out as it left to make it look like stuff is going past. And that, it's amazing how much better that looks aesthetically. Like, I mean, I don't feel like I'm being too picky about it. I mean, yes, I am being picky. And, it's my baby. I can be picky about it, you know? You didn't see me doing my little tantrum. But I was doing it, believe you me. The Chronomage says, "You know, I was thinking you should do a different drawing for the gift shop guy. He seems too gloomy to be selling gifts, don't you agree?" Well, I mean, he has to sell gifts because he never gets any gifts from other people, because he looks exactly like the records guy, and so whenever anybody goes into town to give him a gift, they accidentally give it to the records guy instead, because his name is Joe. Prince Mishkin says, "Jick, do you plan on implementing any new areas in the game soon?" I don't know that there are any huge new, like, entire areas that are on the horizon. I mean, there are some that we've got plans for. I would say that the majority of the stuff that we're going to be doing in the coming months is going to be adding content to existing zones rather than adding entirely new ones. Bren4220 says, "What about custom tattoos?" I'm sure it's been asked before. Again, that's something that's just too much work. It's, I've drawn custom tattoos for the people who've demonstrated that they actually got real life KOL tattoos, which is a practice that I don't know that I want to say is an official thing that I do, because I'm afraid a lot of people would get KOL tattoos just to get the tattoo in game. I don't know that I'm actually afraid of that, but Single Serving actually said something else here. "Perhaps you could certify certain artists who could then be custom avatar producers." Well, pretty much everything Max Demian has ever done, I've accepted, because he makes the animations out of game art, and they're all just fine. Pretty much everything Miraxis OK has done, I've accepted. So, I mean, I guess you could say that those two are certified. I don't know how much they work anymore. I mean, I don't have a good sense of it. But it's so obvious whether it's acceptable or not. If it looks like one of Max Demian's or one of my avatars, it's acceptable. If it doesn't, I mean, I don't know. See, I have a hard time. Like I said, I hate rejecting avatars on the basis of the artwork being too good. But a lot of them I just have to, because it looks out of place. It looks incongruous when it goes in there. Like, all of Lazy Mork's stuff is awesome. I love the stuff that the guy did, but they really have to be... just sort of thickened up. And we found a filter that sort of does that. So we've been able to keep a lot of his just really awesome ones, like Werebears, which is just fantastic. And Sewer Rats. I mean, that one, you know, you can do a lot of really neat stuff with it and have it still look like it belongs. Thrarin says, regarding the porn shuffle, there's a photos applet you can select to have it display thumbnails from different directories, mine is set to randomly serve up porn. I think that would kind of be too much of a distraction if I had that going on. Cat Cheeto says, how about adding a date check to the code that stops rollover, allowing you to forget to comment it out? We actually already fixed that problem. That won't happen again, where we accidentally stop rollover twice in a row. Dylan Morgan suggests, did you ever think that you should make a store in the mall hosted by you that sells all the items in the mall at a certain price to stop mall inflation? No. I don't want to take an active role in messing with the economy like that. Petra says, yeah, same thing a lot of people say. Why does fullness not have its own counter? I understand the lack of any repercussion for eating too much makes a counter seem unnecessary, but for convenience sakes, would it be very difficult to implement? Now, the reason that there is no fullness counter is that fullness is not funny, like drunkenness is. And like I said over and over again, eating and drinking are two different things in the game, and one of the things that makes eating different than drinking is that you don't know how much fullness you're getting out of food. You have to experiment with it, because, you know, it doesn't, like I said, or like you said, there is no punishment for overeating. So Godthemod2 asks an interesting question. How well written and commented is the KOL source? Could someone else make sense of it? I honestly feel like the code is pretty clean. The structure is pretty complicated. There's a lot of stuff that it would take me explaining it before somebody would know, like, all of the things you have to change when you add a new familiar, or all the things you have to change when you, you know, add a new enchantment to an item, that kind of thing. But it's, Xenophobe isn't having too hard of a time with it, I don't think. I think it's, in general, relatively legible. I indent stuff correctly. I try, and I've been trying more lately, since there's more than one person working on the code now, to be better about commenting stuff. And I don't feel like it's so bad. Cat Cheeto says, you should name the gift shop guy Keenan. 'Tis a fun name. Because that reminds me of the Wayans brothers, and I don't like them. Tiny Plastic Dildo, which is great name. Glad that slipped through. If I buy glass stuff from the KOL store, what are the chances of it smashing while it is being shipped to New Zealand? I believe that of the, say, 150 pint glasses that we've shipped, many of which have been shipped internationally, only one has broken. Of the shot glasses, which there were maybe 130 sets of six sold so far, which I probably, if my, whoever, what, I don't even know what I was about to say. This is probably an example of too much disclosure, but yeah, there were two shot glasses that broke out of, I think, about 130 sets of six that we sent. They were all the Seal Clubber ones. There were also a few that we had to throw away take out when we got here, because they either had like a chip in the rim from manufacturing, or the screen didn't go on quite straight. We try to only send out the ones that are perfect, and almost all of them are. Armax says, what is the con page mentioned in today's announcement? Want to add a link there, perhaps? Actually, right above today's announcement, there is the giant link to the con page, which has been there for a long time. I guess it's possible that people knew about that but didn't know that that was the con page that I was talking about. Let's see. Nate Pyrokai says, well, if there's going to be a mini fridge, why not a trophy for stealing the beer that comes from it? The Chronomage says, here's an idea. Why not have a toaster oven which has better food than toast, i.e. two adventures? Slashor says, in another show, you mentioned that most of the tattoos hadn't been found yet. Could you shed some light on these, please? No. Let's see. Arcone says, maybe each class has a different narrative, but you do the same things at the same zones to keep it even. Well, the thing is, you won't have to do the same things at the same zones. There will be things that only happen to you at the zones if you are the class that is doing that. You will go to the same zones in order, but the reasons that you go there and the things that you have to do there. I mean, some, you know, maybe the melee classes have to kill a bunch of stuff and bring back certain drops. You know, maybe the Moxie classes have to, I don't know, sneak into something and steal something. I don't know, but it'll, you know, but it'll happen in the same zone for everybody, because there's, we've already sort of, while we were doing the this sort of rebalancing of the quests, and when we added like the giant castle quest and stuff and the mosquito larva thing for the council, we put in, all right, in between all these zones there are other zones that open up via the guild quests in the future, so they're already ordered and stuff. I just don't know. I think Riff has actually been spending some time trying to sort of devise those, and he had a lot of ideas for it already. So it should be something that, you know, we just get to working on the mechanics. We get Mr. Skullhead to add his particular brand of funny, and then in it goes. And, you know, I mean, it's basically, is it not terribly exciting, but it's new content. Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Archon says, it seems you already got less strict with tattoos, for example, Buffalo. That's, I don't see how I could be less strict about accepting other people's artwork on tattoos, since I make all the tattoos. Let's see what's going on with Buffalo. Yeah. I mean, with the avatars. See, to me, that is just barely on the border of acceptability. It's close enough. You know, it's a little too clean, but it's not... The thing is, if you saw that in a page full of other avatars, it's not going to look completely out of place. Let's see. Blythe asks, any news on CBC upgrading? No, that got kind of sidetracked. I'm gonna, you know, there's too much stuff going on here. Farfalla says, Jake, I'm having problems with the display case. No choices pop up on the shelf side of the arranging page. Is this a problem you've heard of before? No. If it's something like that, then report it with the bug report and tell us what browser and what operating system you're using, because maybe it's something, yeah. Yep. Rangi says, how many unused bugbears are there in the game? Pygmy shaman bugbears, that is. Well, let's check, shall we? And let's sing a little check-in the items song. Check-in items, check-in items, check the items. What's the name of that item? It is Pygmy Bugbear Shaman, is it not? P-O-P-R-P-U-P-Y. There are, as the script executes, oh, holy cow. Wow, that's nuts. A lot of people bought those. There's like over 1,000, which is really surprising. That must have been, there must have been a ton of old Mr. Accessories used to purchase those. Wow, that's crazy how many of those there are. I'm amazed that they were that popular. Or maybe, I mean, maybe just people are starting to buy up the item of the month like crazy because they know that they're rare and they know that they'll have good market value later on. Gorblight says, are there any food-related trophies still out there? Presumably you mean unfound ones. I believe that there are not. Petrus says, would you be willing to reveal the probability / percentage chance of the uber-rare lucky surprise egg tiny plastics? I bet that if I gave you 10 chances to make up a distribution, that you would get it correct in one of those 10 chances. It's a very straightforward distribution, and it's, I don't know, Rip still insists that it's a very cruel distribution. But, you know, I don't think so. I think Riff's mom is cruel. When she refuses to sleep with me, like she always does. Mary Jane 666 says, I'd like to see a white rabbit familiar that perhaps gives a few extra turns per day, as well as does something else. Yeah, a lot of people have suggested the familiar that gives turns at rollover. I don't know if the idea is that you would have to have it equipped as your familiar, or if it could just do so in the terrarium. Because if it was doing it in the terrarium, it would have to not have any equipment or buffs or anything applied to it. I don't know. Maybe that could be the kind of trade-off there in whether you had to remember to equip it as you're familiar or not. Although, I don't know, it kind of irritates me that the only thing people use the chrome weapons for is to, like, equip them right at rollover. It kind of... I wish that mechanism wasn't there, because that's obviously kind of against the spirit of the stuff if it's, like, not something you have to keep equipped to actually get anything out of it. It's... Yeah. On that kind of stammery note, how about another song? Of course, I didn't have one queued up. All right, here's some Celtic bluegrass. Thank you. I really like that song. I should probably really listen to some more music by those guys, Nickel Creek, because that's a good song. Let's see. ZD Bob says, how about a familiar that acts independently and comes back every once in a while with stolen objects? We've always tossed around the idea of a familiar giving items, depending on whether those items were any good or not. You know, well, okay, first of all, our first idea for the personal raindrop was actually the April raindrop, and it would make the April shower familiar, which would give a percentage chance at the end of combat of, like, a flower growing that would do something. And but then we decided we didn't want to make a Mr. Store familiar that would give people this just overwhelming economic advantage. And the exclusive ability to produce a specific item is kind of an overwhelming economic advantage if those items are at all useful. And if they're not useful, then the thing just sucks and it's kind of worthless. So we decided not to do that. If there was going to be a familiar that gave you any kind of item, it would have to be something that everybody could get. Yeah. Let's see. Cat Cheeto says, would it kill the database too much to require the Chrome to be on for X hours before a rollover? Well, I mean, game stuff isn't really going to happen in terms of hours, because people who play far away from rollover then get an advantage over people who play close to rollover, that kind of thing. And it's really, it wouldn't be worth it to keep track of it. You know, we thought about things that sort of discourage you from unequipping weapons, but I don't know about that. Morbank sends the example, the familiar he came up with that gave you turns, the quantum sheep. There was never a quantum sheep, there was a quantum duck who played. DVM Opre Sun says, regarding the SGAs and Wangs, they shouldn't be removable by SGEAs. Perhaps a new adventure in the Haunted Pantry to get it removed where you get a vasectomy. Vasectomy is not where they remove your Wang. I don't think anyone would really ever go in for that voluntarily. I think really only people with Wang cancer would ever want that. But, I don't think I should make Wang immune from the SGEA, because, I mean, honestly, it is kind of annoying, and I like to be able to get rid of it. So, there you go. Let's see. Slasher says, would you be able to implement a tool where you could send multiple messages of the same thing, similar to the way the gift store works? Well, the gift store doesn't let you send multiple messages at once, and yeah, it's... Oh, Bibbler suggests a familiar that gives extra turns randomly at the end of adventures, perhaps the chance being weight divided by 1,000. Huh. That's actually kind of interesting, because that would require you to have it on. I would say that there would have to be some sort of... There would have to be some sort of mechanism in place that had it kind of eke them out at a specific rate rather than them coming out just a percentage chance like that, because there, you know, it would be theoretically possible that you would just never get any from it, or that you would get them all the time. That's an interesting idea, though. You know, because I was thinking, like, the sign that makes it so you randomly find clovers, like, that's a mechanism that hasn't been used for anything else. It could be, you know, a thing that makes you randomly find moxie weeds or whatever. Although, I don't think you find enough clovers to really have an impact on gameplay. Though, if it was something dumb like moxie weeds, you could have as many of them as you wanted, really. Speaking of which, I think I missed a question from up earlier. Somebody was asking if it was theoretically possible to... I forget what it was. To go to adventure indefinitely in the Giant's Castle without ever getting the chore wheel adventure. I believe that it is theoretically possible to adventure there without getting the chore wheel adventure. But I'm going to search for a theoret. Yeah, it was Tortuga who says, is there a theoretical possibility that you adventure infinitely without getting the wheel at the castle in the sky? I mean, I don't think infinitely, because, I mean, infinitely, if you do it an infinite number of times, it's guaranteed to happen at least once, right? Isn't that the way infinity works? But, I don't think it really happens all that often. I think that's one of the few places where you can still get screwed by the RNG in a speed run, but it's relatively likely that the adventure comes up. One of the cool things now is we can make it come up more often without, you know, completely screwing things up. The changes that I made to the adventure code today, once those are tested, which apparently they're pretty screwed up now, and we'll need some fixing, like a store that don't got Mojo Nixon. That'll allow us to kind of dick with the probabilities of specific adventures coming up in ways that are kind of interesting. Weird, though. You know what? I think there's actually, now that I think about that, there's a problem with that. I don't believe if there's two copies of a monster that both of them are being pushed onto the array that it's selecting from now. I know that what you guys like more than anything on this radio show is to listen to me just kind of talking to myself about problems with code that I wrote that have nothing to do with anything that you actually see. Yeah, I'm going to have to... That's going to need some more work, though. Alrighty. because SQL has this thing where, you know, if you say select star from table where ID in 1, 1, 1, it won't give you three copies of it. Even if you, and you can't get it to give you three copies of it, even if you want it to. So, yeah. I guess I could just make it so that, what a pain in the ass. Now I'll figure something out. It is probably getting pretty close to time to, start thinking about, start considering handing off to Space Monkey. Let's see. Free Meat from Buffer says, how about instead of a set amount of time required before or after rollover required for the Chrome weapon to gain adventures, you have to use it for 5 adventures after rollover. Huh. That's interesting. That actually kind of... That does sort of solve that problem to a certain extent. That the first, like, 5 times you hit something with a sword in a day, or I mean, maybe up to 5 times a day, it'll give you a turn when it hits something instead of it just giving you the turns at rollover. That, huh. I think I might just actually go right ahead and do that. I think the watches don't need to work that way. Although, that'd be kind of the same problem. Although, you know, that would be kind of cool if they worked that way too. Like, if you actually had to wear them to get the turns, like, and it was just something that happened periodically at the end of an adventure. As I just said, you check your watch and notice that it's earlier than you thought it was, you gain 3 adventures. And that would only happen once a day. Huh. Neat idea, Free Beat from Buffer, who I doubt is your main account. So, neat idea, main account of Free Meat from Buffer. actually, Slasher appended his suggestion about sending messages to multiple people where you would have to pay to send to an additional person. Although, I don't know what that fee would be to make it reasonable enough that people would use it to save themselves the convenience, but people wouldn't be able to just pay to abuse it. Because, I mean, it presumably costs spammers something to send email spam. They pay to do it. Thalog says, would it be possible for one to eat food slightly past our fill if we gain intrinsic bloating for the amount of adventures that we gain from eating past our fill? Huh. That is actually kind of a neat idea. If it gave you... It could just give you the number of turns. Wow. Because I'm thinking, what if you ate something... If you ate something that gave you 10 adventures, and it filled you up to 1 past the max range, how would it know how many turns of bloating to give you? How would it... Which is to say, how would it pick? Like, which would... How many of those adventures are actually, you know, worth the 1? Because, I mean, if it did something like you're bloated and your stats are cut down to, like, 10% of what they normally are, then, like... I don't know. I mean, it would give people a bunch of extra adventures every day to waste, which I probably should avoid. Because they'd have to spend them in places where it didn't matter what your stats were, that kind of thing. Yeah, so that's a neat idea. If we'd thought of it earlier, we would have done it, but now it's just customers. Oh, Armac was asking how we're doing on getting the co-location setting set up. And we haven't really made a whole lot of progress. I believe that what I'm going to have to do is just, like, hire somebody to look at the setup and see what we need for hardware, because every time I start getting quotes on servers, I have no idea what we ought to be focusing on throwing money at to actually speed things up. Nobody's ever really been able to explain to me how to gauge, like, all right, so the database server is slow. What is it that if we added more of, it would speed up before it bottlenecked to something else? I don't know. I don't know what it is. I mean, I know that if I got a machine that was twice as powerful on every axis, that it would be much better, but I might not need to get a machine that's twice as powerful, or if I might get a machine that's twice as powerful and screw up something that I don't know about that's actually causing the bottleneck. And so it's like, you know, when I'm thinking about spending tens of thousands of dollars of you guys' money on servers, I feel like I should make the most informed decision possible, and I'm a little I'm scared about it. I'm scared that I'm going to fuck up. So that's part of the reason nothing is happening in that regard. So, this show is a lot like therapy for me. I should, you know what I should do is we're getting close enough that I think I can give one last song here and give Space Monkey the countdown and leave you in his hands for the next however long Space Monkey is on the radio. Kids, it's been fun, and we'll talk to you next week. I'll see you Monday with Mr. Skullhead. All right. Go out with some Lou Reed. Your mom went out with Lou Reed.
Miami, FLA, hitchhiked her way across USA, plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. She was everybody's darling, but she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do. Give it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Alright. Just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that fast. She said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, do 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 do
you do.